Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Today we are joined by Danny Cannell. He comes on courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff Heisman and college football week 5 lines. Danny, thank you for joining us. We'll start you off right here from the local angle as the Oregon Ducks take on Penn State this weekend and probably the biggest game of the week. How are you approaching this game? What do you want to see out of this game the most?
What's up, fellas? It's awesome to be out with you.
Yes,
I mean,
thank
this
you.
Is probably the biggest game of the weekend. I cannot wait to see it. I feel like I've already been impressed by Oregon. You know, like I've already seen what they did to Oklahoma State, 69-3, what they did in the rivalry game last weekend. With Penn State, I've left after 3 games versus a cakewalk of a schedule, I've left wanting a little bit more. And what I'm trying to figure out is Penn State holding back? Like, have they been just keeping everything super close to the vest? And are they able, you know, is that why? Or are they just not as good as they were last year? I mean, I was doing a quarterback for my podcast for Cover 3. We went position by position. And you went and you had to take one position or the other. And we went with quarterback. And I was like, if you would have asked me this question before the year, it should be slam dunk Drew Aller, multi-year starter. He is the clear-cut edge over Dante Moore, who we hadn't seen anything. And I still went Drew Aller simply because of the experience, because we've seen him in big games. But it is way closer than I thought. From what we've seen of Dante Moore early, he looks like he could be a superstar. I mean, the ball jumps off his hand. He looks totally comfortable in that offense. He's got weapons around him. So, like, I don't know exactly what Penn State is, and I find myself feeling a lot better and more confident in the Oregon Ducks.
Danny, just kind of jumping off on that, not just the quarterback play. We had you on a couple weeks ago just talking about, like, the general feel of this college football season. I don't know if I'm being hyperbolic. I mean, tell me I am, because that's what I want to believe. This feels like the most disjointed, unknown, wide open college football season of my adult life. And there isn't a single team in the country where I went, that's a national title. Like, it just doesn't seem to exist. When you look at just across the top 12 or 15 teams in the country, is there anybody that you're talking yourself into and going, undoubtedly, that team is going to be there in the end?
No. There's not one team that feels that way. I mean, even when you go look at the AP top 25 rankings and you see 5 teams still receiving number one overall votes, and some of those are ranked as low as 6 and 7, it's kind of wild, right? There's just, even the voters don't really know what direction to go. And I think it's awesome. Like, I think this is fantastic. I've been wanting to see more parity. Like, I think a lot of fans were tired of seeing an Alabama look dominant from start to finish, a Georgia look dominant from start to finish. I mean, you know, LSU, whatever team, Clemson some years, where you're like, oh, yep, that's the team to beat. There's no one that's sort of stepped up to the table and been that team. I'll give you another example of how wide open this is. How about the Heisman race? This thing is as wide open as I've seen in recent memory. And what's even crazier is Fernando Mendoza, who nobody even probably knew his name, like casual football fans were like, who the heck is Fernando Mendoza? He goes out there on a national stage, throws 5 touchdowns against Illinois. All of a sudden, people take notice of him, and he's the leader. He's the favorite right now from the odds makers to win the Heisman Trophy. It's crazy. This thing is still wide open. It's just, I think it's setting up to be just a phenomenal season. It's already been that. We've already seen a bunch of really great games, and I think this weekend's only going to be more of the same.
Danny, you're a professional. That's exactly where I wanted to go with this next, because again, in my adult life, there have been Heisman years where there's not a Reggie Bush, there's not a Tim Tebow, there's not a guy where you're like, yep, that's the guy. You know, this feels like, again, in my adult life, this is the most wide open Heisman race, and Mendoza seems to have the first put it up on the board performance of any player in the country. Is that how you're kind of looking at this? Because there hasn't been an Ashton Jeanty 200-yard, 3-touchdown game. There hasn't been another quarterback that has thrown for 5 touchdowns and obliterated another good team. Now, you've had some matchups that you've had opportunities, whether Saiyan had his or Arch Manning had his, and you've had a couple here there, you know, Nussmeier at LSU. But this feels like the first, like, real put-it-up-on-the-board Heisman kind of performance. Is that going to be enough to where you only have a couple to win a Heisman in a year that's this wide open?
I don't know. No one's really rose to the occasion just yet. I mean, Carson Beck had a huge opportunity last weekend, and he fell short against the Florida Gators. And he just wasn't too overwhelming. John Mateer, who's still right there neck and neck with Fernando Mendoza, he didn't play great last week against Auburn. Mateer seems to me to be the darling that people want to win. The fact that he didn't drop off that much, they still did win. But the bar is set so high. Like, if you lose one game, you're like dropped down 5 or 6 notches. Now, what I think is going to be interesting is I think there's going to be a lot of teams that lose 1 or 2 games. Like, the undefeated seasons, I think, are going to fall by the wayside. So that does open up the door to a tremendous amount of guys. But, like, I'll give you, Dante Moore's a great example. If he goes out there and beats Penn State in Happy Valley, and I don't even care if he just has, you know, 280 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he leads a game-winning drive, he might be the new favorite. You know, you're trying to project also forward-thinking with the odds. You know, all right, if Oregon beats Penn State, there's probably a really good likelihood they're going to be at least 11-1, maybe even 12-0. So you try to, like, read the tea leaves a little bit. And so he'd probably jump right in the mix. Same thing with Drew Aller. Drew Aller, we have not seen have anywhere near the statistics or the type of play early. But if he has a massive game against Oregon, I would expect him to re-enter the conversation. I think it's sort of like golf. I think you can't win a major championship on the first 2 days of a tournament, but you can definitely lose it. I think, like, a Cade Klubnik has clearly lost it. I think even a Garrett Nussmeier, his stats are falling behind. And as I say that, Drew Aller's stats are kind of falling behind as well. But they're definitely, like, you just have to position yourself to be in that conversation. And then there's a lot of recency bias that comes into play, whether it's the final rivalry weekend of the season or even conference championship Saturday. Those to me seem to be the biggest resonating weekends of college football.
He's Danny Cannell, comes on courtesy of Bet Online. You mentioned Cade Klubnik. Let's pretend this is a movie and there's 30 minutes left in the movie. How does the Dabo Swinney at Clemson movie end?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is a horror movie for Clemson fans. Like, this is the one where you're the only one left in the house, and they're looking for you, and you're about to get just destroyed by whoever's coming at you, the boogeyman. It has been the biggest disappointment of college football so far, and I don't even think it's close. Like, I can't even find a close second. It's interesting because you mentioned Cade Klubnik. If you would have asked me going into the season, who do you trust the most based on experience, based on body of work, to at least have a floor where the team is still going to be good in the conversation, I would have said Cade Klubnik.
100%.
And I would have said Dabo Swinney in a culture that has been consistently winning. I mean, a week ago, he was pretty aggressive at the podium, giving you his resume. They've won, you know, they made the playoffs 7 times. They've won the ACC title 8 times in his tenure. And then what a completely different complexion after getting not only beaten but embarrassed at home against Syracuse, who had already, you know, was in overtime with UConn. Like, I mean, it's just – it's inexplicable. What I'm very curious to see, as you said, the last 30 minutes of the movie, does it end with an ugly, you know, an ugly murder scene? Or are they able to salvage it? And are they able to maybe be a great comeback story like they were last year? Last year, they were 9-3 in the regular season. They lost to South Carolina at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody thought they were toast. Later that night, we saw Miami lose to Syracuse, and all of a sudden they have new life and they get a shot and they win the ACC and get this miraculous berth in the college football playoff. I don't think that's what's happening because they have a lot of issues to address, but I have a more likelihood that they probably are going to be 7-5, 6-6. And I think Dabo Sweeney's biggest challenge, something he hasn't faced yet, is a locker room that throws in the towel, which in today's NIL world, you're starting to see more of. I experienced it with Florida State last year, my alma mater. They threw in the towel once they realized they couldn't win the ACC and couldn't compete in the playoffs. That'll be very interesting to see how this Clemson team reacts to the rough start.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Danny, BetOnline has odds for the college football championship, and there's a group of teams that are 12-1 or better, and you kind of get into a little bit of a mix. And there's a group of teams that are in the 40-50-1 range. That's your boys: Florida State, Indiana,
yep,
USC, Missouri, Texas Tech. Of that group, which is the team that you look at and go, "That's a team that's going to be a party crasher"?
So I may or may not have already snatched up some Florida State when it was at 101 before the season.
Just do it.
Full disclosure, I do that every season for my alma mater. It's kind of fun getting a super long shot, but I haven't been able to cash any tickets. So I have to hit one of these eventually. I think Florida State would be in that conversation. All of these teams are. That's what I think is phenomenal. The thing I wonder, I think Indiana, same odds as Florida State. What they did to Illinois was maybe one of the best, most impressive wins of the season. The only thing I think about Indiana that kind of has me concerned, I think that was super impressive, but I also think it was a combination that Illinois might have been a little bit overrated. But I'll say this, when I saw Oregon do to Oklahoma State, when they beat them 69-3, that was a wow performance where you're like, oh, that's the top end. I didn't know you had that. That's the same reaction I had to Indiana, because to do that against a, you know, a conference opponent in the Big Ten is super impressive. When we get down to this level, I do start to worry about depth somewhat, you know, like how do you maintain this level of play? Shoot. I mean, Florida State, Tommy Castellanos left the game last week against Kent State. Now, he's fine. He's going to be back. But, like, if Tommy Castellanos goes out, Florida State's probably done, right? Mm-hmm. That's a realistic, you know, expectation there. Same thing with all of these teams. You'd like to see a little bit more depth along the offensive and defensive lines. So I would say Indiana's in that conversation. USC is sort of a wild card to me. I love that they're playing Illinois because we just saw Illinois get completely outclassed by Indiana. Now USC faces them. I want to see USC dominate the way that Indiana did. Now they're only a 6.5-point favorite. This one is in Champaign. It's not at home where Indiana was last week. But I think this is like a good litmus test for USC to say, all right, let's see your top end. Let's see if you can go out and impress the way that Indiana did. And I do think Lincoln Riley, I talked to him this offseason. He did point out I said, last year we were close. Like, they lost to Penn State in overtime. And Penn State was a Final Four team. Like, USC can compete with a lot of these teams. They just haven't put it together. I do think he's finally found his quarterback in Jaden Maiva. So I think USC is another team that I would consider here. And really, the wide open nature of this season, it does feel like you just want a team that has access. And then once you make it to those 12 teams, look at Notre Dame. We saw them make a run last year that nobody saw coming. They had an incredible defense. Their quarterback play wasn't anything super special, but it was, you know, adequate. And they made a run all the way to the national championship game. So what I look for in some of these long shots is just to make sure they can get to the dance, you know, they can get to the party. And then it's sort of anything can go, especially this season, what we've been talking about. There's no dominant team that's like, oh, they're going to run the table. It's wide open.
Danny, we'll get you out on this. I don't know if it's just recency bias, but I can't figure out the answer. How good of a job is Oklahoma State?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because like I don't want to be like, well, Gundy's had a bad couple years and then it's the death of the program, but it feels like it's really far behind.
It is. And I do think, you know, there's quickly developing a hierarchy in college football where the Big Ten and the SEC are the best jobs, right? I mean, if any job in those almost anywhere because you have better resources, the TV contracts are better. And then here's one thing that I don't know if anybody's talking about. Like, the future of college football, and this was actually something Mike Gundy had talked about probably 4 or 5 years ago. What does it look like in 2035? Like, where there's probably going to be an elite league that exists of 40, 50, maybe 60 teams. You know, because I wonder about the future of the ACC and the Big 12. Like, do they survive that next evolution, or do they take a step back, and are they playing at a different level almost than the Big 10 and the SEC? Are they absorbed? Like, there's a Florida State program. I feel pretty safe. I think Florida State's a program that's had enough history and tradition and brand value that they survive and they're a part of that future. With Oklahoma State, it's a very different conversation. Like, are they guaranteed to be in that upper echelon of college football? And that becomes very dicey. Like, if you're taking that job as a head coach, are you looking at that? Are you considering that? Virginia Tech, another job that's open, I think, is in that conversation. And then the last thing you talked about, Mike Gundy took so much heat for what he said about the disparity in he and Oregon's program. It was true. Like, it's not like he was making it up. But as Dan Lanning and others pointed out, there have been teams with less resources that have still managed to win and pull off upsets. They have not been competitive for the last year and a half. That's the thing that's alarming. So, and I do think this is something where Oklahoma State, in order for them to attract the next head coach, they're going to have to show a financial commitment to a new coach to be able to pay, you know, a salary that's competitive for an entire staff. And then most importantly, to be able to compete in the NIL market, to be able to have enough to put together a roster that can compete with everybody. And I do think the revenue share is a good thing that helps, but there's still that above and beyond that you can go and offer players that is still a separator between the top tier programs and the rest.
He's Danny Cannell, comes on courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff, Heisman, and college football week 5 lines. Danny, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep, thanks, Danny, too.
That's Danny Cannell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.